Hello and welcome to What's New in Microsoft 365 and Teams for March 2024. We've got Copilot, Forms, Lists, Outlook, Planner, we've got loads of stuff. But I can't get through it all on this session, I'll only show you the highlights. Make sure you go and check out the blog and see what I've got over there. There's lots more for you to go and read. The other thing I want to tell you about is, and I appreciate this is short notice, what are you doing on the 10th of April at 11 a.m. UK time? I'm doing a webinar with the Inform team, and it's called Efficiency at its Finest, Making Sure Innovation is at the Heart of Your Organization. I could have called this Microsoft 365 Adoption Back to Basics. What I'm doing essentially is not talking about Copilot. I'm not talking about Power Automate. I'm talking about revisiting the way your teams work and some of the more, the older Microsoft 365 apps, and actually using innovation with some older apps. You've paid for the license. You've probably got resources and people who can train on it. So let's put those things together and make use of that. An organization I worked with saved hundreds of thousands of pounds over a year by doing this. Definitely worth a look, and I'll tell you all about it. If you miss it, there'll be a video. But for now, folks, why don't we see what we've got in the update? We're going to start with Copilot, and we've got updates to Microsoft Copilot user interface. To start with, look at the right-hand side of the screen. This is how it is now. Look at the green icon at the top up here. Down here, we've got how we choose our conversation style. And we're moving along. And now, top right-hand corner, the protected icon has become a green shield. Let me just zoom in a bit. It's a bit small, isn't it? The second one is a persistent disclaimer is added at the bottom. An accuracy disclaimer has been added below each chat once you get into a chat. You'll no longer see your company's branding or logo in this view, which is a good way of separating out the content you're getting from the web versus their content. And finally, this part here, number five, the chat style selector is to be replaced with a new Copilot settings toggle. And apparently, when more settings come, you're going to find lots more settings in there. So I think Microsoft are getting that ready to stack more features in there, and that's where you'll select them all. Due March to mid-April this year. Next up, Microsoft Copilot Academy is coming to Viva Learning. This looks awesome. Look at this. So we have in Viva Learning, we've got the Copilot Academy. So it's just a great way for your staff, you and your staff, to get up to speed with Copilot. Enabled by default for users who have a Copilot for M365 license and have been assigned a paid license for Viva Suite or Viva Learning. So I wonder how low the percentages of 365 users who will fall into that category. But regardless, I think it's awesome that they're doing it. It all bundled up into one package for people. Due early April this year. And what do we have now? Delayed the multi-turn Copilot conversations in Teams chat and channels. So let's just have a little look at what's going on here. So you can see here in Teams chat and channels, I've got the meeting summary here on the right-hand side of what I've missed. And then I can elaborate on certain parts. So it just makes it more conversational. It remembers the context of the previous two questions and within a 24-hour period. Due early to late April. Copilot is coming to Microsoft Forms. Let's have a look at this. So if you're a Copilot licensed user and you have access to Forms, here you can view some prompts and it just helps you get started. Of course, you can put your own prompt in at the top if you want to. Describe what you want in natural language and Copilot will generate it. You can then preview and refine the form and apply suggested themes and enhance audience engagement. Okay, it looks cool. And actually, you should have that now if you have a Copilot license and you have access to Forms. Okay, let's go on to OneDrive. Let's see what we've got. Media. New photo and video content easily within OneDrive for the web. So there's going to be a new option here called Media. So just under Meetings. And what it's going to do is it's going to look at all of the photos and all of the videos you've got in your OneDrive, and rather you having to mooch through all of your folders for them, it's going to surface them all in one place. June, late March to mid-April. Coming to OneDrive for the web, create files from templates. So selecting new. So we're going to say add new, and it's going to show this view here. So hit this screen that pops up. So I can go in and I can select a new file type if I want to, or I can use the templates over on the right hand side. So they're for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. You can see here we've got Word and PowerPoint templates. You can save them into My Files or another location if you want to, or create them in another location. And that, folks, is due late March to mid-April this year. Okay, we're getting through this. Let's go and have a look at Outlook. So improvements to working hours and location in new Outlook for Windows and Outlook Web. So let's say you've gone to Outlook Online. You click on the cog at the top right-hand corner. Go to calendar, go to work hours and location. This is the view you will see at the moment. And that's changing, and it's great. There's some great new features coming to this. When I show this, the first thing, the main thing that people ask me is that can they choose, let's just go back on, can they choose between different office locations? And you couldn't, but it looks like that is going to change. So if I'm on a large site with different buildings, I'm going to be able to cite which building I'm in. Let's have a look at what we got. So the new menu lets you plan your day, and you can see who else is in the office. You can see here, it's making suggestions. You know, you're in the office, so do you need to book any rooms for meetings? You can say which office you're going to be in. So if you look at this here, this looks like, I'm not explicitly seeing how you do this or if it's possible, but it looks to me like I can select the buildings that I'm going to be in. Integrate your work location and your out of office. So you can see at the bottom there, I can put my out of office in there as well. So that will surface in Outlook and in Teams. Due late March to late May this year. So if you're not using working hours and location already, go check it out, folks. So the previous version, one I've showed you at the start, let me just go back on. That's available now and is definitely worth checking out. It's good to tell people where you're working. And for those days, you can put additional time slots in so you can have more than one time slot on the same day. Okay, let's have a quick roundup of a few bits. The ability to view stream recordings in emails in Outlook for Windows, or new Outlook for Windows and Outlook on the web. So rather than having to open it up, it'll play inside the email. That's a bit delayed, but should be here by mid-May. Copy email as attachment coming to new Outlook for Windows. I struggle with that, don't I? It's such a mouthful. Anyway, so new Microsoft Outlook for Windows, due now mid-April. And one to watch, share to Teams will be added to the ribbon in new Outlook for Windows, due anytime now. Okay, moving on to SharePoint. So new SharePoint section backgrounds for pages and news. It just means you can add, initially, Microsoft curated images, as well as gradient color backgrounds to page sections. So I've gone to my SharePoint page, I've gone into edit mode, I've clicked on to edit a section, and on the right hand side, you've got the section layouts that you have before, but you've got this new section here over on the right that lets me select these images at the bottom or a gradient. Other improvements include improvements to the focal point and some settings which I think will help usability and accessibility. Custom backgrounds are to follow, so you can upload your own image at some point. Due early to mid-April this year. A couple of quick ones. Add approvals to any SharePoint list, and this maybe should have been in the list section or maybe at the end, but anyway, it is what it is. I often separate out the list stuff on their own, but not this time. So add approvals to any SharePoint list. So at the moment, when I go into lists and I create a new one from template, only the travel requests and content scheduler have the option to have approvals, but that is changing and I'm going to be able to add it. And I apologize for the screenshot, by the way, folks. And you can see here, I've got a list and I've put their request approval for this list item, and you can have that on any list. So early May to mid-June. New heading levels for options for web parts. So I've got web parts on my page. The headings in there, I can state whether it's a H2, H3, H4, etc. Remember, I previously told you that H1 is reserved for the title. That is due mid-April to early May. There's another part of that, the text web part. The heading sizes in there are being aligned with all the other heading sizes in SharePoint as well. A new section level content align option is coming. So you, instead of having to pad out different web parts or different parts inside a section, you get the option to auto align your content. So it should make it a little bit nicer and make it a little bit easier for you to make a coherent looking page. A new banner web part, which is replacing the title area in SharePoint pages and news. So it's, you get a revamp for that image that goes in the title at the top, and lots of new options. Worth you checking out actually if you're a page owner. Due April, maybe. This is one to watch. Remember that telescope on the left means it's one to watch. It's from the roadmap, and the dates are to be taken with a pinch of salt. Stream playlist support for Stream Web Part in Microsoft SharePoint. That screenshot on the right there. So I've gone to a SharePoint page, I've gone into edit mode. I have gone to add a web part. I've chosen a Stream Web Part. And instead of having to choose videos from this site, a folder or a single video, I can now get this new option to add a playlist. So maybe in Microsoft Lists, I've gone to Microsoft Lists, created a playlist, put all my videos in. I can now pull that in using this web part. I think that is awesome. These two have been knocking around for quite a while. Add a survey, poll or quiz to a video at specific times, and add a hyperlink or text call out to a video at specific times. Getting pushed back again. Hopefully we'll have them both by the end of April. And folks, we're moving on to Teams. The Meet Now experience in group chats is, well, it's new. The ability to call people is changing. So this is what you get at the moment. So let's say I'm in a group chat and I'm working with a couple of colleagues. I can click on video call or audio call, and that is changing to this option over here on the right hand side, and this is Meet Now. This is a bit like, if you look at your calendar in Teams, you've got the option to Meet Now. This is your own calendar, and it will launch a meeting, create a meeting, and it just doesn't call anybody. The meeting just kind of sits there, and then you can call people in if you want to, can't you? This is a bit like that. So this meeting doesn't have an invite. It doesn't have an invite. It doesn't call anyone, so that calling everyone in that group is going to stop. It doesn't call everybody. It just kind of sits there. It's like an open door meeting that wasn't announced or wasn't planned. People can see. Let's have a look in here. So people can see. Oops, gone too far. Sorry. People can see that the meeting has started. You get this little icon here, and over on the right hand side up here, I can see that there's a meeting ongoing. So I can either call people in, or people can just sit as a meeting and they can drop out. So one use I can think of for this, when I was working with a team, maybe I can't remember, four or five or six of us maybe working on a project, we had one person who's coordinating everything, and we'd regularly check in with that person, we'd check in with each other, we were working on the same work, and we'd kind of go off for an hour or so, we had to check in and check something, talk to somebody. So what we'd do is we'd have a meeting available, a meeting open all day, and we'd kind of drop in and out. This would be a great placement for that. So the group that's chatting can have just, someone can just click Meet Now, and then people can just drop in like a water cooler moment. It's just like an open office. Anyway, kind of rattling on a little bit now. I apologize. Hopefully you can see a use for that. Due mid to late May this year. Okay, Microsoft Teams access workflows from the free dot menu on the shared file, on a shared file. So let's just go a little bit closer. So I have gone in and I've got someone who shared this slide deck with me. I click on the three little dots and this menu comes up. I say I want to go to workflows, and I can request approval for it. I could maybe save that as a PDF. Now if I don't have a workflow set up, I can say see all workflows, and from there I can create a workflow and then I can apply it. It has to exist for you to choose it, right? Makes it faster and easier to do stuff with those files. Those are the steps that I've just covered off there. You must have access to Power Automate to use Workflows. Remember that Workflows is just the rebranded name for Power Automate in Teams. Early June to late July for desktop and web. If you're not sure what Workflows are, and I was speaking to a group of 60 people earlier, and nobody used Workflows inside channels. Go to Teams, go to the apps, click on the three little dots on the app bar on the left-hand side, have a look at Workflows and just see what it can do. So if you're not sure what this is about, go and check out what Workflows can do, or go to Microsoft, do a search for Workflows in Teams. They've got some good documentation. Definitely worth you checking that out. If you're interested in this second bullet point, making it faster and easier to do stuff with and to those files. Anyway, that's enough of that. Quickly attach recent and relevant files to chats and channel posts. Look in this conversation here. We've said that I'm going to send somebody the attach vision doc. So when I click on attach, it knows that I've got a document called attach vision. So it suggests it, which is great. I, of course, still have my existing options of a OneDrive and upload. That, folks, is coming mid-April to early May this year. Microsoft Teams meeting options are being grouped together. So when you have meeting options, right now, you just kind of scroll down, and this is what it looks like, and they're just all just stacked up. As meetings have become more feature-rich, then this has got a little bit unwieldy. And Microsoft have acknowledged that, and look how much nicer this looks. So we've got meeting access, we've got roles, recording and transcript, all related settings put together, and you can still just scroll all the way down and you kind of work your way through this in one big menu, or you can just click and jump. I've seen this on in my own tenant. I get some stuff early in there and it looks great, folks. Just a small change, but so much better. So, it won't appear for the meeting options when you're inside a meeting for now, but it looks like they will get that done as well. Due late April to late May this year. Let's have some quick wrap-up topics. Meeting details displayed on pre-join screen. Let's have a quick look at this. So you can see here, just a reminder of the date and the time. I can see when the start and finish time is. I can see who else is in here. So it's just telling you a bit more about a meeting on the way in, and just to make sure you're in the right meeting. If you've ever joined the wrong one, this will just make that a little bit clearer for you. Optimizing screen sharing for video during Teams meeting. We've all been on a call when someone shared a video and it was a bit choppy. To be fair to Teams, you're asking a lot. Think about how fast the videos check move, how fast the audio, and how much happens in the audio. Now you can tell it that you're trying to play a video, and it'll give you the resources that you need for that. So that's cool. Hide the general channel. So the ability to hide the general channels, you can see here, this is a screenshot from one of my tenants here. You can see we've got the option to hide that general channel. Running a little bit late, but it should be here any day now for you. Delayed is the ability to share colleagues' details inside a group chat. So I'm chatting to two people, and actually Bob is the best person to help people in there. And I don't have to call Bob in because, well, for whatever reason. But what I can do is that I can do curly at sign, put Bob's name in, or Bruno, and I can select the option to share someone's contact info in a message. So in the UK, in the decade that I was born, there was a lot of people called Mark, and my surname is quite common as well. So it's easy to mix me up with other people. With this, it gets rid of that ambiguity. So I can share someone's card, you can see a little bit about them, and then decide whether you want to contact them, and they will be the right person. And this final one, this is probably worth slowing down a little bit. Teams is losing the ability to open the website tab in the client. I've already told you about this. When you use the website tab in a channel, it's been super useful for years, 5 or 6 years, people have loved it, really helpful. Anyway, the contents of that tab, if it's a website, will no longer open inside Teams. It will open outside Teams in a browser, but no longer inside Teams. That has had a stay of execution, and it's been pushed back now to mid-July. I hope they find a way to meet their needs and carry on with it, but we'll see. But for now, folks, I recommend that, and well, Microsoft recommend, but they're right, that if you're adding, for example, a SharePoint library, don't do the quick and dirty way of using a URL and then adding it as a website tab. Actually use a proper app. If there's an app built in that you can use as a tab, then go to take the extra few seconds to do that and just future-proof yourself against this bottom change. Okay, let's have a quick look around Microsoft 365 and see what we've got. Delayed automatic captions are coming to Clipchamp. So I've seen this already actually in a client site. It just means that Clipchamp's going to create these captions for you. And they're quite nice, aren't you? I suspect, though, someone's been through here and tidied this up because these are pretty perfect captions. So you can go in there and you can edit them if you want to. You can change them, you can hide them, do what you want. But that's great that it will do that for you. Due early to mid-April this year. Some quick ones now. This section should have been called Clipchamp. I should have just created a new section for it if you see how many we've got. Remove pauses and silences in your video. So automatically, if you've got 3-second pauses, it will take them out. Now, initially, it's going to be available in preview, and it's going to be free. So might not be perfect, but you can use it. But come July, it's going to be a premium feature, I'm afraid, so don't get used to it. This is interesting. Clipchamp desktop app, so work accounts are supported. Now, what's inside work, we could always use Clipchamp in the browser, and outside work, as well as the browser, you had the desktop app. Now, the desktop app didn't support your work account, but now it's going to. So hopefully your organization will allow you to install Clipchamp on your machine and you're not reliant on the network, you're not doing it in the browser. So I'm hoping that'll be a better experience for you all. Look out for that sometime between early May and early June. Looking out a little bit further, so this is one from the 365 roadmap. Image background removal in Clipchamp, maybe July. It's not confirmed yet. We're just being able to remove your background on the fly. That'd be cool, especially if maybe you're in your bedroom or in your kitchen. And just being able to remove your background would be great. Microsoft Lists is getting a new forms experience. So I told you about that. Microsoft Lists, great tool, a bit clunky, adding new list items to there, but you can create a form that's kind of like a skin over your list. You can decide which columns you want to share with those people. Send that form off. They fill in the form and it populates your list. Looks awesome, but push back a little bit, and for some people might not appear until early May. That's it, folks. So hopefully you found that helpful. Remember, you can find me on all the socials. Do a search for Super Simple 365. Please like, subscribe, and share. And I guess I'll catch you next time.